Hello and welcome to my podcast Inspiration to Heal. Today I record my second episode in English. For all newcomers, as you can hear, I'm not English, I'm German. My name is Julia, I'm a psychologist and I started Inspiration to Heal this year. And since August I offer English episodes. They come on every Monday. You can hear my podcast on every podcast platform and on YouTube. And also, since August, I offer psychological counseling online. So if you're interested, have a look on my website, and also there you can find a little bit more about myself. In this episode today, I will share with you my life hacks, which I use to handle my high sensitivity. I hope to inspire some of you to take care of yourself with my life hacks and also to see that high sensitivity could be, instead of a burden, your superpower. Enjoy this episode. I discovered my high sensitivity a few years ago. I simply self-observed myself a lot and I found out that when I was at crowded places, for example, city, or when I came back from the cinema, I was really tired and I felt like I didn't have a lot of energy. So someone told me about high sensitivity and I made some tests online about it. Yeah, there are good tests and there are not so good tests, so I made a lot of them. And yeah, I think the tests were a plus for me, because I found that there is really this thing called high sensitivity. On the other hand, I think tests are not so good, because you fall in certain categories and I don't like to put in a category. Yeah, but that's my opinion. And so I think self-observation is a good point if you want to find out if you are highly sensitive or not. In the beginning, I didn't like it, because I compared myself a lot to other people who had a much better stimulus filter system. So therefore, they were more resistant to stress and other people's feelings and, yeah, cinema visits. But right now, I feel like it's a superpower for me, because I know how to handle it and I know what I need. And I know how to communicate my needs. And also it helps me a lot at my work as a psychologist. I feel a lot and I know the feelings are the other person's feelings. They're not mine. So I know what to say in those moments. And yeah, it's really cool. And I hope you can also see that it's a superpower for you. So, I will start now to share my list of life hacks and tips. The first one, which was completely new for me and I have discovered a few weeks ago, was a weight blanket. I had always heard of it, but I never tried it, because in the last few years I didn't really know where to buy it, but it's really easy, you can buy it online. I bought mine secondhand now for, I think, 15 euros. And the one thing you have to know is that how to choose the weight you need. Because a weight blanket is like a normal blanket, but it has glass beds in it, so if there are more glass beds, it weighs more, and if they're less, it weighs less. And you have to choose your weight, so you use 10 or 15% of your body weight, and that's the weight of the blanket you need. So my blanket has 6 kilos because I weigh 60 kilos. And the blanket is really cool. It helps, as for me, it's really cool. You have to try it. I don't know if it works for everyone. And the blanket helps me to relax, and I use it as a sleep substitute, or right now I use it as my blanket for sleeping. You can also try it after a yoga session. I think a lot of people do that. And the blanket weighs me down, so I don't have the urge to find a comfortable position while I'm sleeping. So I sleep more calmly. And it also helps me to relax my thoughts with that, because if my body is relaxed, my thoughts are relaxed. If I turn a lot in my sleep because I want to find a comfortable position, my head is not relaxed and my thoughts are running a lot. So yeah, a weight blanket can, you can use it for a better sleep, and therefore you will have a less stressful day, because yeah, you filled your batteries up. Life hack 2 and 3, I will use them together because they're nearly the same. So it's about the time before you go to bed and prepare yourself for sleeping. I think it's a really important time, and I wish more people would see that. So in the time before I go to bed, I use essential oils. For example, I have a tea light, and on the tea light there's a cup where I put oil in it, and I mainly use forest scents and lavender. I do this about 1 hour before I go to bed to relax and calm down and maybe think about the day ahead, and when I go to sleep I don't have to think about the day anymore. And also 1 hour before I go to bed, I try not to use my phone or the computer, or if possible no electricity. It's really easy for me because I live in a van, and sometimes we are at places where there's no signal anyway, so I won't use my phone, and I like to put candles up instead of using the light. So it really helps me to calm down and get back to the rhythm with nature. So when it's dark, I try not to use fake light, so I just use some candles. And when it's really dark, I put out the candles and go to bed with my oils. And I have a really good sleep. So you can just try it and see how it works for you. I think it's the best way. With everything I share, just try it out and see how you feel about it. And for some, it's the right way. For others, it's not. And it's the same with the third life hack. It's a really sensitive topic for some, maybe, so be aware of that. Because my third tip is eating. So for me it worked really, really well, because I didn't weigh a lot. I weigh 50 kilos or 52 kilos, and I am 165 centimeters. So I think it's not really unhealthy, but it's not a lot. So I think, I don't know, I never was in a clinic or so. I am just thin, and I eat healthy, and I eat a lot. But in the last six months, when I started the van life and went traveling and I skipped my work, I was really enjoying my life, and therefore I ate a lot. So now I'm weighing 60 kilos, and I'm really happy with it. But what also changed within the process was that my head and my thoughts were more relaxed. Because when I weighed less, I was really active in my head. So I thought more and always wanted to do something. And yeah, now I'm using the same energy for eating and doing sports. Yeah, so I just change a bit of the energy balance from my head into my body, and therefore I could use like the trust I gained with doing sports, how I know how much my body can for example, I know how much my body can do, and I also know my boundaries. So I got to know myself a bit more, and when I'm visiting cities now, it's easier for me because I feel stronger in a way, and also more relaxed because I eat more. I don't know if it makes sense, but for me it made really a lot of sense. So yeah, and also I know that a third life hack is not for everybody, because eating is a really sensitive topic for some of you maybe. So please don't try it out if you're not comfortable with it. My fourth life hack is to live with the moon phases. And before you judge now, try it out and see how it works for you. I talk a lot about the moon phases in my German podcast, so I will cover that in English later if you're interested. Living with moon phases means that there are active times and there are more self-reflection times. For example, in an increasing moon phase, that's after the new moon, the 14 days after the new moon, I think people are more active and outgoing. And in the 2 weeks after the full moon, it's a decreasing phase of energy. You maybe see people more self-reflective, looking inward and not going out a lot, maybe enjoying themselves at home a bit more. That's what I observed. So I observed other people, then I observed myself, and I found out that my energy fits like the crowd's energy. With the first weeks after the new moon, I'm really active and outgoing, so I plan my schedule, for example meeting up with friends or going to the theater. Those things I plan in the first 2 weeks after the new moon. And in the decreasing phase of the moon, I don't plan a lot because I know my energy is not a lot and I feel a bit more calm and relaxed. So I use that time for working on my podcast, writing blog entries, or yeah, reading. So if you want to try it out, just observe yourself or observe other people. I don't know what works better for you. And then maybe try to plan your work schedule around it if possible. And if not, maybe you can try it out with meeting up with friends and see in which moon phase it's better for you, or where you have a lot of energy and where you don't have a lot of energy. The fifth life hack is to keep your boundaries. So on one hand, I don't think it's really healthy to keep a lot of boundaries, because then you shut yourself out from the world. Because if you think the world is full of stimuli and you don't have a lot of energy to keep up with that, or if you just protect yourself from the environment and live in solitude, then I don't think it's healthy, because we need social contact with other people. On the other hand, if you're outgoing a lot and you don't keep your boundaries because you want to people please, for example your friends or your family, or at work because you don't think you're enough, or you don't want to fall behind or miss out certain stuff, then I also think it's not healthy. So it's all about the balance and finding your own balance. So it means that you again observe yourself and recognize your limits, and then also communicate your limits. And please note that your limits and boundaries can change within the process. And I think it's really good that they can change, because sometimes we want to create a family, so we know there's a lot of work and also fun time coming with it. So we have to adapt to that situation. And I think it's possible as a highly sensitive person to adapt to a lot of situations if we allow ourselves that. On the other hand, we have to know to what situations we want to adapt and where we feel comfortable with it. Because I think it's a lot about the feeling behind behind your boundaries. So if you're doing it for you, I think you can do a lot and feel a lot and it's not too much. But if you're doing it for other people, then maybe you will feel your limits or boundaries a bit earlier. And if you go over your boundaries again and again and skip your own feelings and just do it for other people, then it's not healthy and it's not good either for the relationship you have with the other people. For example, as a consequence of skipping your boundaries and doing a lot of stuff for other people, a consequence could be that you don't pay so much attention to what you cook, or you buy a lot of fast food because you think you have no time to eat, or also that you don't have the energy to clean your household. I think if you don't have the feeling when you reach your boundaries, you can always see it in your environment where you live in. I think a clean and tidy environment speaks for someone who has control over their life. Not in every way, but also for someone who cares for themselves. I know chaos is kind of creativity, but my opinion is too much chaos is also chaos in your thoughts, because what you surround yourself with is what you are inside of yourself. I hope it makes sense. And if you don't share the opinion, it's also okay. I just share my thoughts with you here. And I think it's really cool if we don't think the same all the time. The next life hack, so the sixth one, is to get yourself some noise cancelling headphones. I bought some a few months ago, I think, on the Canary Islands. And they simply have the function that they turn off the outside noise. And usually you can find that on the package of the headphones, or you inform yourself online. Mine didn't cost that much. I think I paid 60 euros for them, and they're really good. Of course, it depends on what you really want to have, what quality you want to have. But you can get, I think, a good quality for less money. For me, it's really good and I like it. It helps me a lot when I'm, for example, in the city or in crowded places. So I just pick up less noise and I feel more relaxed. But also I can hear other people and talk to them, just except for the voice with the person I'm talking to, I don't hear a lot. So it's really cool. And also when I come home, I feel more energized than when I won't use my headphones. So noise cancelling headphones maybe can help you not to perceive so much stimuli, and also to have more energy within the day. And maybe visit cities longer or meet your friends a bit longer. So the seventh life hack is to treat yourself. For example, I treat myself with a sauna once a month, and it's like a ritual for me. I feel really good when I'm doing it, and after that I'm really tired and I go to bed and have really good sleep. And I'm really looking forward to that one spa and sauna time once a month. But also I have other things I can do which are not that expensive and which maybe fit into my weekly schedule every month, and sometimes I don't have that much time for sauna, so I can choose between some things, and I would recommend that for you too. So maybe find something that you are really looking forward to, not an everyday thing. It's a bit of luxury, but you have to afford it. So I think what I want to say is have a look at the money. Don't spend that much because if you're spending a lot of money, it doesn't feel good because it's only once a month. And yeah, you have to keep the balance between what you get and what you give. If you give all your money to this one time once a month for your luxury feeling, then you won't be happy because you know how much money you spend. So find something which, yeah, is not that much expensive, but also gives you the feeling of luxury. And if you want, let me know what it is, because I'm always open for new ideas for a luxury feeling in my life. You can write it in the comments or send me a message. So the 8th life hack, which is my last one, is boundaries are adaptable. I think I talked about it a bit earlier, but it's a really important point. So if you're overstimulated in general, maybe for a long time, then you should know that boundaries can readjust. So on the one hand, it means that it's a lot of work readjusting your life to your boundaries, which you figured out now. And on the other hand, it's a possibility to get to know yourself and give your life more quality by doing what you really want and what is really good for you. I know it's a hard way if you just found out that you are a highly sensitive person, or if you're on your way of creating a life which suits your high sensitivity, but it's really worth it, because the feeling you have in your life is what is the feeling you can give to other people. You don't actively give the feeling to other people, but people in your life, they feel what you're radiating. So it gives you more quality, for example, in your relationships, work-wise, or friends, or with family. So I think it's really cool, because your life is so much better if you just keep your boundaries, but not all time keep the balance between keeping your boundaries and overstepping your boundaries, so that you get stronger inside of you, not with your high sensitivity, so stronger in the feeling what you can do, and for example, more trust in yourself, where you're good at. And yeah, and on the other hand, when you're not skipping or overcoming your boundaries, then you cherish your boundaries and you can communicate them to other people. So it's really good for you, because you see in your relationship if it's like a deep and stable one. So for example, if you communicate your boundaries and they are lovingly accepted by the other person, then it's a really healthy relationship and it can grow with that. And also, and besides seeing that you have a like stable and trusting relationship, and that it is really healthy for your relationships in general, cherishing your boundaries gives you a really good feeling. So a feeling of caring for yourself and living with awareness how what you can do and when you have to step back and care for yourself again instead of being in a crowd with others. So in conclusion, boundaries are adaptable to the situation you have in your life, because before finding out that you're a highly sensitive person, you had maybe a different life with different boundaries, and now you want to adapt your boundaries. Second, if you're adapting your boundaries right now, it's a long way to it, but it's really worth it, because on the one hand you cherish your boundaries with other people, it helps your new relationships, it gives you more awareness about yourself and your life, and on the other hand you have to step over your boundaries sometimes to see how strong you really are and to find that trust within you, how strong your body is and your thoughts. And also not to hide behind your boundaries and live a life in solitude. That's not really healthy. If you're in the process of adapting your boundaries right now, then you can use the questions which I will share with you right now. So the first question is, what kind of boundaries do you currently keep up and why? And maybe if you're in the process a while, then what kind of boundaries did you kept up in the past and why did you keep them? So what kind of feelings give the boundaries? Because sometimes we keep boundaries to protect ourselves. So ask yourself to protect for what? So why don't you want to feel a certain feeling and protect yourself? The second question are, what is your ideal life? How does it look like? What kind of boundaries would you keep if you can do everything? And after that, see how realistic your ideal life is and your ideal boundaries, because your ideal boundaries, they have to fit the life you are already living, except you want to change your whole life, then again it's a process, and you will not reach your ideal in the next few months. And so adapt your ideal boundaries to the state where you're now. In the process of setting your ideal boundaries, just be kind to yourself, because sometimes we want to create things that are not possible right now. So just plan the next step to that thing you want to reach. And if you reach the next small step, then cherish yourself for doing that. Because we're all doing our baby steps to the state where we want to be in a few years or at the end of our lives. I don't know. And yeah, it's just step by step, and on the way, just be kind. So these were my life hacks and tips for highly sensitive people, and I hope you enjoyed them. Maybe you knew one few of them, or maybe not. Maybe let me know in the comments if you want to. I'm happy to read more about your opinion and to adjust my podcast to it, because in the end I do it for fun, of course. I like it, but it also should give you some quality, because I want to share my knowledge with you, and I hope to reach some of you. And if you have topics that you want to be covered by me, let me know. I'm happy to explore more topics in your world, and maybe they will be my topics too. I wish you all the best with trying out my hacks, and also I wish you that you see that your high sensitivity is also a superpower. See you and hear you with the next episode. Bye bye.